Welcome to Tip TV Finance with Guy Schoen, who's the CEO of ExplainTheMarket.com. How are you today, Guy?
Very good, thanks, Zach. Very good, yes.
What is your chosen, your specialist subject today?
Well, we've been looking at three big technology areas that seem to be occupying the mindset of the chief financial officer a lot at the moment. So there's been a lot of talk about how new technology is changing the mindset of the customer, but actually we've been looking at how the mindset of the finance officer inside the boardroom has been changing. And it's all part of a huge get-together that's happening in America in a few weeks' time that I'm going along to, which is called Interconnect 2017. And the idea there is to look at the underlying IT infrastructure that actually finance professionals are now starting to engage with to try and actually get some value out of these new technologies, like the Internet of Things, cloud computing, and even cognitive computing as well. And these are three huge areas, but there is some meaningful value.
They're not just buzzwords, trendy, but I was going to say fintech for a minute.
Well, they are buzzwords, and I think that's the point. I think the very point that we've been looking at when we've been talking to finance professionals is that the only way to turn the rhetoric into reality, to turn those sort of buzzwords into actual benefits, is to make sure that your underlying infrastructure is in good shape so that you can actually start to do things, you can generate applications and solutions that customers can interact with. So if you look at things like the Internet of Things, for example, I mean, the scale of that and the scale of the predictions for that are huge. I mean, estimates are something like $60 trillion worth of investment coming into sort of industrializing that side of the internet.
Well, I mean, just for people who don't know, the Internet of Things, as far as I know, is that you can switch on your oven from your car or something.
This is a very straightforward idea, and it's that as now the cost of connecting to the internet has come right down, and other trends are converging with that, such as smartphone adoption is going through the roof and has completely skyrocketed. What you're now seeing is that people are designing infrastructure that ordinary devices can interact with each other and interact with customers all the time. So we go about our daily lives, and actually you don't have to stop and wait for data to catch up with what you're actually doing. But it's not just consumer goods where this has got applications. It's also, there's a real industrialized aspect to this. So if you think about, machinery, oil rigs, situations where really expensive, high-value machinery needs to report back on progress or report errors or diagnose problems, the sort of cost saving, the efficiency value of being able to do that in real time is huge. The other thing that's really interesting about this, and why I think CFOs are more and more interested in it, is that value chains are actually changing now. So we're sort of seeing almost like value matrices rather than value chains, because there are so many more points at which you've got the chance to deliver something valuable for a customer, and therefore there are so many more points in which you can generate revenue and do business. But there's also a kind of real shift in the way that some of these technologies are making people think differently. So cognitive computing is a really interesting area. So there's a lot of research going on in that area, and that's something that's we're going to be talking about at Interconnect 2017 as well. And that is really about how do you go beyond just thinking about a sort of a computer as a very sort of logical, sequential, left brain type of device, and actually start to utilize the opportunity of more complex computing power, if you like. And so there's lots of neuroscientists and nanotechnologists who are looking at, the brain is hugely more powerful than a computer and runs off the energy that it would take to power a light bulb. And often there are so many, there are different what they call modalities about our brain, whereas actually a typical computer has always been sort of quite straightforward, but we make decisions based on emotion and perception and sensory perception and all these things. So actually, a little bit like the way the behavioral economists are moving away from very strict rational economic theory into understanding more behavioral nuances, In the same way, we're finding this with technologists, that they're actually looking to see, well, how can we more accurately map and understand the way real people, real behaviour works, and not always try and sort of crowbar on top these very linear solutions.
Well, what about, I mean, one of the things about this is that, you know, you've got these new aspects you're talking about, but there always tends to be a longer lead-in time for them actually to be delivered. And by that time, the whole thing is actually changed in something else. I think the smartphone revolution has been much more of a revolution than anybody would have thought. We're all, like, glued to them. But it was also 10 years late. The dot-com, the FANG companies that we see now are 15 years late. We thought this would happen in the early 2000s.
I think that's a good point. There are, you see smartphone adoption at the moment in Central African countries is going through the roof, and often there is that long lead time. I mean,
longer than people, you know, it comes on the horizon, you know, much earlier. I think, and so you're all ready and you all get set up and it's very expensive, and then by the time it's actually there, it's much cheaper and it's probably a different form. So you can be over-prepared in a way.
I think you're right, you can be. I think one of the things that's focusing the attention of CFOs in particular at the moment is that with consumer technology, that is sometimes the case. But when it comes to these very large infrastructure type developments, they're getting challenged day in, day out by other board members to say, what are you doing about driving out more efficiencies when it comes to moving data to the cloud, or when it comes to utilising the Internet of Things? So they're having to come up with answers and strategies now. So it's kind of focusing their attention a bit more. But there's a huge amount still to play out. And even things like blockchain, when you think about, in theory, how that could change the world, one of the great things about getting great infrastructure embedded down is that you stand able to actually take advantage of some of these things, rather than always having to go back and sort of tinker with ailing infrastructure and sort of getting left behind.
Kai Schoen, CEO at explainthemarket.com. Thank you for coming in today.